Noelle Alwyn, a.k.a. a woman with a plan, but possibly not the right plan. When I said I wanted to get into the holiday spirit, being stalked by a Christmas goose wasn't what I had in mind. But hey, I'm game. So I'm alone in a creepy alley lit by a single flickering streetlight. So what? This goose doesn't want to peck me to death and leave pieces of my beak-ravaged corpse littered throughout downtown Happy Cat, Georgia. The little guy is probably just looking to make friends and needs someone to point him in the right direction. Like I'm trying to do with my life. Point it in the right direction. Find joy in the unexpected. Get into the spirit of the season. Give back to my community. Refill the love well in my heart, and the goose hisses and I flinch, a hand flying to clutch my throat. Or this plan? Surviving to bake gingerbread cookies tomorrow? That'll work too. Hey there, buddy. Nice outfit, I coo, because who doesn't love a compliment? Especially when they've gone to all the trouble to get decked out for the holidays. My unexpected maybe friend, maybe foe is dressed in a green elf costume, complete with a pointy hat. His feathers are snowy white, his beak pink, and he probably weighs in somewhere north of 20 pounds. If he were on a dinner table, he could feed 10 people, easily. Bad Noel, bad thoughts. Elf geese are friends, not food. You're not a mean goose, are you? I add, pitch sliding up like I'm talking to a dog or a baby or a cake that I can just tell is going to crack as soon as I move it. You're just a nice, festive fella who lost his ride home. Honk, 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 honk. Okay, so I may be losing it, but that sounded an awful lot like the beginning of Jingle Bells. Does the goose also think I need more Christmas spirit? As if reading my thoughts, he nods his head sharply, dislodging his elf hat, which rolls to an ominous stop by a skull-shaped puddle, complete with soggy black napkins where the eye sockets should be. Note to self, don't take the shortcut from the square to the bakery in the dark on nights when Happy Cat's wacky wildlife is out and about, which is basically every night. In the short time I've lived here, I've already been attacked by a gang of greedy raccoons and used as a scratching post by a litter of feral kittens. Those poor kittens. If I'm mauled to death by an off-his-shelf goose elf, who's going to visit them at the animal sanctuary and make them feel better about not getting adopted? And if I don't comfort them, how long before they turn to a life of crime and start bullying people in alleys, just like this goose? Thinking of the kittens and the general good of humankind, I back away, closer to the square where the nice townsfolk of Happy Cat are packing up after the live nativity scene that kicked off the holiday season. But Mr. Goose is having none of that. He flaps his wings and cranes his neck toward me, eyes bulging as he shouts, "Honk!" "Okay, okay." I lift my trembling hands into the air. "What about a Christmas cookie? Can I leave if you get a cookie first?" I reach into my apron pocket for one of the individually wrapped sugar cookies I was handing out to the kiddos tonight. But the movement makes the goose flap harder and honk louder. "Okay, okay, no cookies. Do you want to sing a carol? Take a selfie? Are you with Hope's Animal Sanctuary? If so, we should get you back to..." I break off with a scream as he rushes forward, beak stretched toward me like the nose of a fighter jet locked on target.